Salesforce Flow allows developers and admins to automate complex business processes. Developers can build business process automation via flows using no-code, pro-code, or a combination of the two. Offloading more straightforward tasks to the standard elements of your flows allows you to focus on writing code for complex business processes, saving you time and resources. ScreenFlow, part of Salesforce Flow, is a fantastic innovation that lets developers and administrators create user interfaces and tie them to Salesforce data. ScreenFlow allows developers to use Lightning Web Components, LWC, as flow elements. The Winter 23 release gave developers the ability to also do the opposite, embed flows within their Lightning Web Components. Developers can now combine flows and LWC to create innovative solutions much quicker than building everything from scratch. In this blog, we will take a use case and show how you can embed Salesforce flows within Lightning Web Components to create user interfaces that are adaptable to changing requirements. Use case: create a record in a Salesforce object. To embed a screen flow in a Lightning Web Component, LWC, we need to use the Lightning Flow-based component, CDocs, within your LWC component. To learn how to pass data and manage states between a LWC and a flow, let's look at the use case of building a simple component that allows users to create a record in a desired Salesforce object quickly. We'll refer to this component as Quick Record Create, going forward. The end state of the component screen is shown in the screenshot below. Quick Record Create component built using a flow in LWC. What does the component do? 1. Users can click on one of the object names shown on the left. 1. 2. Upon clicking, the component shows the respective object form, allowing users to fill in data. 2. 3. Users can click the Save button, 3, to insert the record into the selected object in Salesforce. 4. Finally, the flow navigates the user to the newly created record. For more information, see the source code for the component. Component composition. The component shown in the diagram in the previous section can be completely built using Lightning Web Components. There are multiple ways to build a form component with the various base components, such as Lightning Record Form, CDocs, or Lightning Record Edit Form, CDocs. However, let's use ScreenFlows to build a form so that we can understand how to embed flows within the Lightning Web Component, as well as the advantages of using this approach. The diagram below shows how we compose the component using the Lightning Web Component and the flow. Component architecture for the Quick Record Create component. Building screen flows. The first step we took in designing the Quick Record Create component is to build the screen flows. To keep the design simple, we built one flow for every object that the Quick Record Create component supports. The diagram below shows an example flow for the account object. We have named this flow create underscore account. Flow to create an account record. The flow is comprised of a screen element that allows users to input the data. It consists of fields from the account object. A data element to insert a record into the Salesforce object. In this case, it is the account object. An assignment element to assign the output variables. Output variables from the flow can be captured from the Lightning Web Component. Create Account Screen. Let's look at how the Create Account Screen, the first element on the above screenshot, is built. It uses a new screen flow feature that allows developers to place record fields directly on the flow screens. This feature is also referred to as dynamic forms in flows, see the screenshot below, and it allows the binding of the multiple fields of an object directly to a record variable. Since this use case was simpler, we made use of the dynamic forms in flows. For more complex use cases that might involve more interactions, we recommend using the traditional screen flow components. These offer rich features, such as overriding the field labels, adding conditional visibility, and making it required on the layout. Some of these features are on the roadmap to be supported by dynamic forms and flows as well. Traditional screen flow components will also support reactive screens as an upcoming feature in the Spring 23 release. Configuration of the Create Account Screen element. Insert Account. We use the standard Create Records element for the record insertion. The configuration is shown in the screenshot below. Flow element configuration for Create Records flow element. Output variable from flow. In the final step of the flow, we assign the ID of the inserted account to an output variable, recordId. This variable is marked as an output variable as shown in the diagram below. Output variables are available outside the flow. Configuration for the output variable. The assignment for the recordId variable in the flow is shown in the screenshot below. Configuration for the output variable assignment. When the flow finishes, we will pass this output variable to the Lightning Web component. We have built flows for other objects, like contact and opportunity, on similar lines, see the GitHub repo. Building the Quick Record Create component. Base components provide reusable building blocks that allow for rapid development. We chose the Lightning Tapset component, see docs, as it was most suitable. Iteration 1, getting the boilerplate code working. The boilerplate code that we started with is as follows. Skipping code snippet for brevity. The omitted code provides an illustrative example. Notice that we set the variant as vertical, so the tabs are vertically aligned. The JavaScript code is a boilerplate as well at this point. Skipping code snippet for brevity. The omitted code provides an illustrative example. Iteration 2, making the component markup dynamic. We made the code more dynamic in the next iteration by replacing hard-coded HTML markups. We achieved this by using the for each directive and iterating over a JavaScript array that holds a map of the object label and its corresponding flow. The component markup is shown below. Skipping code snippet for brevity. The omitted code provides an illustrative example. And here is the JavaScript file. Skipping code snippet for brevity. The omitted code provides an illustrative example. Code highlights. 1. We introduced a variable s object to flow map that holds the object name and its corresponding flow names. 2. We iterated over the s object to flow map variable to create a tab for each object. Iteration 3, embedding flows within the LWC. In this iteration, we embed the flows using the Lightning Flow Base component, see docs. For more information, see the full code for this component. The template code with Lightning Flow embedded is modified as below. Skipping code snippet for brevity. The omitted code provides an illustrative example. The JavaScript code for the component is changed as below. Skipping code snippet for brevity. The omitted code provides an illustrative example. Here is a diagram to help you visualize how we can pass input variables from LWC to the embedded flow. Pass input variables from LWC to flow. And here is a diagram to help you visualize how we can pass output variables and state changes from the embedded flow to the Lightning Web component. Capture the state changes of the flow in LWC. Code highlights. 1. To tell the LWC component which flows to launch, use the attribute flow API name on the Lightning Flow Base component. Note that the flow needs to be active before it can render in your LWC. 2. The flow API name attribute can read values from the JavaScript file. You do not have to hard code the flow name into the component markup. The ability to dynamically inject a flow into the LWC enables you to create a loosely coupled component architecture. 3. To pass input variables from LWC to flow, you will need to create a property with the name input variables in your LWC. Check the handle tab active function, see docs, to see how we pass values to the flow input variables from the LWC component. 4. You can handle flow status change events by binding a handler function to the onStatusChange attribute on the Lightning Flow Base component. Check the function handle account status change, see docs, to see how to check for status changes and read values from the flow output variables within the LWC. For the last iteration, I challenge you to make the design of the Quick Record Create component, see docs, more dynamic and table-driven. Use Apex and custom metadata magic to refactor the code for this component that allows administrators to configure the mappings between the objects and the flows. If you are stuck, please reach out to me via the Trailblazer community. Considerations. 1. If your flow has custom Lightning Web components or Aura components, you can't use Lightning Flow on Experience Cloud sites that use the Lightning Web runtime. 2. The record fields that we used in the screen flow have considerations. Be sure to refer to the documentation to learn more. 3. Screen flows currently do not allow us to write unit tests, unlike LWC. Make sure that you use UI automation tools to write end-to-end tests. Conclusion. Using LWC and Salesforce Flows together allows our component design to be more flexible to adapt to future enhancements. Let's assume that if the requirements for the quick record create component is changed to add fields or remove fields from the UI, or even customize screen behavior in the future, the flow used in the LWC component can be enhanced without making the changes to the Lightning Web component. Further resources. Lightning Flow, Component Reference. Lightning Flow, Developer Documentation. About the author. Mohit Srivastava. Mohit Srivastava is a developer advocate at Salesforce with a decade of experience building enterprise-scale products on the Salesforce platform. He is presently focusing on the Salesforce developer tools, Flow, Apex, and Lightning Web components at Salesforce. Mohit is currently among the lead contributors on Salesforce Stack Exchange, a developer forum where Salesforce developers can ask questions and share knowledge. You can follow him via his Twitter at msrivastave13.